If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is brought to you by ReRaw Irish Lager, a light, fresh lager independently owned and brewed in County Wicklow. Thanks, ReRaw.
Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phoning show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about reigns of terror. Jess, you're a teacher and your principal is a real dictator, is that right?
My principal is actually just, he's a horrible, horrible man.
Yeah, what does he do?
He rules with terror, like you were saying.
Yes, a reign of terror, yeah.
And he is quite vampiric, I would say, in appearance.
Oh, in appearance. Not in action, though.
Well, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah. Where does he sleep, though, like, for instance?
In a sort of a cupboard with velvet inside it.
Okay, so that is quite vampiric.
I have my suspicions.
Is that cupboard in the school?
It's quite a gothic style school.
Sure.
So there's lots of nooks and crannies in there. But where he chooses to dwell, the less said about that, the better, actually, because it's quite revolting what he does.
What do you mean? You said a cupboard with velvet?
Look, a lot of things have been going missing around the school.
Yeah.
And I just feel like there's one person responsible, and it's him.
What kind of things have been going missing?
Meat and like rotting meat that we were saving for the animals on site who don't mind that it's rotting.
Yes.
And
you think he's eaten the rotten meat?
I don't know, but all I'm saying is that there's something going on.
And there was blood you were keeping for biology experiments, is that right?
I was keeping blood there was home ec. I was doing a bit of dyeing with the girls about sustainability and things.
Right.
Then I was
dyeing things with blood.
Absolutely.
Okay. That is a good use.
Do you know what? I don't waste a thing.
Right.
But anyway, this everything's gone wrong in the school, and there's an air of terror. And it's since he's come in there, and you know, he's just. I don't want to say too much, you know, because my job is my job.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been there for years.
And it's a boarding school, is that right?
It's a boarding school, yes.
And you've noticed some of the students are behaving strangely?
They're very strange. They're very horny and they're very angry. They're very
pale.
Well,
that's normal enough for teenage boys.
I've never seen them this horny before.
Okay.
They're extremely horny.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're disgusted. I know, I know that a lot of the time you can hear some choice words from that age group. But I mean, it's absolutely vile what they're coming out with at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, shameless, you know, notes being written. And I mean, I'm 54 years of age.
Sure. You've seen it all.
I've been through the menopause and I don't need to hear these things.
Yeah. But I'm sure you've seen it all in your time.
I've done it all.
But this is another level. This is something different.
Depraved.
Right. Okay. Look, I want to bring in your principal. He's been listening in. Vlad.
Hello.
Vlad Donovan.
Hello, Vlad.
Principal of St. Christopher's boarding school in Raheny.
Yes.
What do you say to these charges of sort of vampiric behaviour?
Oh, it's absurd. It's absurd. I changed her schedule. Very moderately. You have to do the lunchtime supervision.
Hold on, Vlad. That job is my life. I've nothing else. You know, taking my time. I don't mind that that I'd do any shift. He's making this up now.
Yeah, you didn't mention this, Jess, though, when we were talking about the issues you had with Vlad.
Exactly.
So what are you saying? It's not an issue? Or
he's saying that I turned on him when he changed my schedule.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Okay.
Go on,
Vlad. All right, let's hear him out, sorry.
Jess, Mrs. Monaghan, if I may.
You may.
You also refused to go on the school trip to the butterfly farm. And that caused a huge ruction in the staff room. And then all of a sudden, my pale complexion, some of my snacks and how I like to nap become weaponized against me. And I'm suddenly portrayed as some sort of a vampire character.
Yeah, Vlad's telling a different tale here now. This isn't
Vlad
good for you, Jess.
Vlad is appearing to be quite a different character than he is in the school. First of all, the softly spoken, accent that he's doing. In the school, he shouts, he screams.
Right.
He runs after me. He has, like, weapons of sorts that he's created himself.
What kind of weapons?
Oh, I mean, they're not great, to be honest. They look a bit rudimental, you know, like let's say lollipop sticks and that sort of thing. He'd have them all welded together with some kind of waxy right. thing.
That was me trying to give you a gift, and you remember the date. It was February 14th. I gave you a wax heart on a stick, and you ran.
You weren't weaponizing the wax or anything.
No,
it wasn't.
I was
hot or
a lonely man who was trying to perhaps declare some degree of interest in a colleague who is also single.
Well,
were you aware of these
no,
kind of amorous
like
intentions?
In absolutely no way, because all I could think of was what poor animal did that come from? Do you know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about his feelings or his amorous thoughts,
yeah.
you know.
Let's park that for a second. I want to come back to some of these things you mentioned yourself, lad. Your napping habits. What's that about? Sleeping in a cardboard or in a box during the day?
Yes.
That's unusual in the school.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. Mm. You said it yourself, these habits or your eating habits. What? You eat like raw meat and
I eat raw meat.
Drink blood.
I do drink blood, yes, yeah. yes. Ireland is a very homogenous country and many of
it's
you
true.
Are very
yeah.
small-minded and
yeah.
little
yeah.
exposure to other cultures. But I am from a place called Essex.
Essex,
and this
right.
is very normal right. stuff where I come from. All the teachers, when I was growing up, after class we'd say, enjoy your nap, and then off they go. And
I mean, it probably is a good idea to grab a power nap in between classes when you've got a free period or whatever, because
exactly.
it'll leave you rejuvenated for the next class.
I know, it's not like that. Like, he'd be days he's out of action. I'd be knocking on the door, hand nearly grated off me, knocking on the door. Where are you, Vlad? Important
over
issue.
Over his cabinet or whatever.
Oh, I'd be tearing the wood off, you know, trying
yeah.
to get through to him. Days he's gone. And then when he comes back, he's tired.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's doing when he's out there, yeah. you know.
But you can accept that in other countries like Essex, for example, people will eat raw meat and drink blood and it's perfectly normal.
I mean, I've eaten snails in France.
There you go. That's
okay.
my point.
But finally.
And steak tartare. What's that?
I know.
It's raw meat.
Well, I just think the level this stuff's gone off is a bit.
Black pudding, that's just congealed blood, isn't it?
But I mean, this stuff, David, it's on a different level. Like, you know, the smell pervades and he's wafting it around the school. And
just say you don't fancy me. You don't have to make a big show, big song and dance, drag me on the radio, humiliate me.
Look,
is there any chance of romance there?
I mean, look, I'm lonely. I am.
I can hear that in your
I'm
voice.
I'm quite lonely.
Most people who are into this show are pretty lonely, to be honest.
But
they don't have a lot going on.
I just think there's a lot we'd have to discuss, you know.
Okay, you want me outside of the box. You want me to stop eating. You want me to cook my food. Okay, big deal.
Yeah, we'd have to thrash a few things out anyway. Yeah.
Well, listen, hopefully this can be the start of that.
You never know.
And hopefully you can sort out your issues that you have with with him as a leader and a principal, as well as a potential lover. So maybe you'll come back on, I don't know, 2-3 months with an update on how things are going.
I'd be happy to.
I'd be pleased to.
Maybe
yeah.
I'll need to buy a hat for the first Phoning It In wedding. You never know. Okay, guys, thank you so much for phoning it in. I want to talk to you about ReRaw Irish Lager, who are kindly sponsoring this podcast. Right now, ReRaw are giving away the ultimate home bar to turn your gaff into the perfect hosting hub. The bar is handcrafted by Bear Creation in Wicklow and comes fully stocked for a year with fresh, light, locally made ReRaw Lager. Head on over to re.raw.beer on Instagram to enter. Thanks, ReRaw. We're talking about Reigns of Terror. Trish is on the line. Trish, you are proud that you run your book club with an iron fist.
There is no mercy right. in the Women's Balbriggan book club.
Right, yeah. Why is it so? Why is it necessary to be so ruthless with the book club?
It's because it's taken me so long to get to where I am now, Dave.
Right, yeah.
I've had to overthrow 6 former presidents of the book club.
Yeah.
And it's been a bloody journey now, so it has.
Right, okay, fair enough. So I understand that you've fought hard to get there. In what way does your reign of terror present itself? Like, what are you doing as the head of the book club?
Well, I've implemented a lot of changes since I've taken over, which has been great. We used to do one book a month. Now we're up to one book
a week.
So I want everybody devoting their time to reading.
And how would you react now if somebody arrives in and they haven't finished the book?
I'm quite medieval in my approaches, Dave.
Right, okay.
I've got a traditional stocks, Iron Maiden, and other torture implements that I would employ now.
And the women, it is just women in the book club. That was one of the rules you implemented.
Strictly women,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. They're okay with this, or they go along with the... You haven't lost any members, I mean.
Well, no, they haven't been able to escape.
Okay, you haven't allowed them to...
Oh, no, absolutely not. I wouldn't let them leave my sight.
Okay,
yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, so they're all... In your home?
The reading room.
In your house?
Which is a subterranean space with extra security.
Okay.
Very calming and peaceful inside
I'm
the
room.
I'm
imagining it's kind of dark and quiet.
Dark, quiet, soft furnishings.
Yeah, yeah.
Some lovely lamps, things like
that. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to bring on another member of the book club then. Paula... You're in the subterranean home at the moment.
I am, yeah.
How are you finding things, Paula?
Harrowing, I would say, is the best word for it. Yeah.
Did you, when you signed up for this book club, did you realise it would be like a permanent position?
No. I'd actually just moved to Balbriggan in the previous 3 weeks and I'd gone on to boards looking for, you know, some people
just
to meet.
Some friends.
Make
whatever.
Some friends,
yeah.
Get to know people in the community and went along... Went along the first night and I kind of figured something wasn't quite right.
When?
On the first night.
Yeah, no, I mean, what?
Oh, what gave me that sense, yeah. Well, there was a woman in stocks. I know her now well, Josephine. She actually's beside me.
Right.
But
did you think that was strange?
I did, actually, yeah.
Because you probably hadn't seen someone in stocks in recent times. It's more of a...
It's a
medieval tradition.
That's the thing. Like, and I thought, okay, like, this is weird. But the snacks were strange as well. Do you know, it wasn't the hummus and guacamole and the tortilla chips and that.
Yeah.
She gave us all Adderall, like, to focus us.
Okay.
Absolutely delicious, I might add. You failed to mention that, Paula. Yeah. You gobbled it all up.
Yeah, but there were...
Num, 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 you said.
Well, you put them inside of those little pigs and blankets things. So I didn't know what I was taking, but next thing I knew, I was absolutely buzzing, reading page after page after page after page.
Yeah. Well, that's good, isn't it? I mean, you get more, you read more quickly.
She hooks you in then, do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She hooks you in and then you the books.
Literally hooked you in, didn't she? She hooked you up to some kind of wall. What do you call it? Like a...
Yeah.
A hook.
Yeah, basically like...
Yeah, a meat hook.
A meat hook on the wall.
A meat hook on the wall.
And yeah. I was starting a new job because I just moved to the area. Like I said, I was starting a new job.
Yeah. How's that going?
Well, it's in the local swimming pool and I haven't been able to go. Like I've been stuck inside her apartment.
Yeah, they probably won't take kindly to that at the swimming pool, I'd say. You not showing up for work.
It's really hard to get a job in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
I moved to Balbriggan specifically for it. It's one of the best swimming pools in the North Dublin area.
Okay, right.
And this is like my whole life's unraveling now because it's book club. Like,
how many days have you missed?
Work-wise?
Yeah.
One, like 3 weeks.
3 weeks? Right.
But look, I love books. I love reading. And I've met some wonderful people in the club, but I just think the rules are crazy. Like, we can't sleep here. We're slushing out or whatever it's called. Like, just, shitting in the bucket and all.
Yes, yeah.
It's not right.
Like, Trish, are you hearing what Paul is saying in terms of, like, maybe you've gone too far?
Dave, I'm completely shocked to hear.
Oh, really? You didn't expect this? Okay.
I love each and every one of our members equally.
Yeah, yeah.
And as far as I was concerned, everybody was only delighted to be part of my Balbriggan Women's Book Club for Women Only.
So this is news to you?
I'm absolutely heartbroken to hear this from you, Paula. And it's a real change of tune from what you said this morning. She said, I love this book club, I do.
Is that right, Paula?
Thanks, Trish, she said.
I hate
working in the swimming pool. I'm glad to be fulfilling my purpose here in this basement, subterranean reading room.
Is that true, Paula?
But
you changed your tune?
You've heard of Stockholm Syndrome. There's Balbriggan Syndrome as well, right? Where if you don't say nice things to dear Trish here, I'm being very brave because I know there's listeners in who might actually come and find us and help us, but you don't get, she feeds you Weetabix in the mornings just with a sort of a syringe. It's disgusting, but you don't even get that if you don't play.
Oh, it's like heavily diluted with milk or water or something?
It's milk, I believe so. Yeah, if you don't say like, oh, Trish, yeah, you're looking gorgeous this morning. Love the book, love Trish this morning. You're amazing, Trish this morning. You don't get even the droplets of Weetabix.
Okay, right.
I'd phrase that as if you don't tell the truth, you don't get any.
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah, you want your members to be truthful, or you can't.
About how beautiful I am.
Yeah, exactly. Paula, what about choosing a different leader of the book club? Has that ever come up amongst you and the other members? That maybe it's time to overthrow Trish and elect someone else. Maybe like yourself, for example. As the head of the book club.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's been rumblings, and I'm afraid to say this in front of Trish, but there's six of us down there now.
Yeah.
Six is, six times more than one, is that right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
So perhaps we could outvote her.
Yeah.
If there were to be a vote. I don't know, would she pay any attention to a democratic process, considering her...
Well, what do you say to that, Trish? If they all voted, and they voted you out, would you respect that decision?
No, I wouldn't, Dave. It's been a long road for me. 25 years since I first joined Balbriggan Women's Book Club. I'm not giving this up for anybody.
Right.
You know, if any of them are strong enough and brave enough to kill me, that's the only way I'll go.
Is that how you got into the position?
I can't say on radio, Dave. Okay. Absolutely.
For legal reasons, maybe.
Yeah,
it's probably best not to then in that case. All right, well, listen, Paula, I'm sorry for your troubles there.
Can you send help, Dave, or something? Can you?
I can't. I have a strict policy of non-intervention. I'm like a documentarian in that sense. So there's nothing I can do. Obviously, we know you're in Balbriggan, but we don't have an address.
Balbriggan is a huge place.
It's a big place. Lots of underground caverns and.
Not fair enough. I'm sorry to put you in the weird position of asking.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that, to be honest, Paula. So, Anyway, we'll leave it there. Best of luck to, and congratulations as well to
Thank
Trish
so
for her ongoing leadership of the Balbriggan Book Club. What if anyone's listening and they want to join Trish, what should they do?
They can contact us via our website, www.womensbalbrigganbookclubbalbriggan@gmail.hotmail.com.
Okay.
And we are going to be reading Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, that's your next one. Oh, lovely. Enjoy that. And
that's the only book we read, by the way, over and over again.
Well, it's a classic.
You haven't read them properly yet. When you start reading them properly, Paula, then we might move on.
Well, listen, enjoy that one, Paula, and to all the members of the Balbriggan Women's Book Club. Enjoy that next book. Thank you guys for phoning it in. As I'm sure you know, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
This is how it's always been.
Double Love is a podcast in which we explore the strange and terrifying world of Sweet Valley High, book by book. Join me, Anna Carey.
And me, Karen Moynihan.
As we revisit one of the maddest series of books ever written, or ghost written.
If you ever read about Elizabeth and Jessica, the perfect blonde Wakefield twins, then you might enjoy listening to us absolutely tearing them to shreds. Affectionately, of course.
Of course. And even if you didn't, there's still plenty of drama, kidnapping, stolen boyfriends and school dances to entertain you.
Find us on the Head Stuff Podcast Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like this show, please support it. The best way to do that is by leaving us a review on iTunes, posting about us on social media, or just telling some friends about the show. If you can afford it, you can also support the show financially through Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll get access to a heap of bonus content from every single show on the Headstuff Network. That includes new, hilarious bonus episodes of this show, which are released every other week. If you can afford it, head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. My special guest joining me in the studio today is Debbie Spoons. She holds the world record for receiving the most marriage proposals, but she's yet to marry. I love these kind of stories. Debbie, how many marriage proposals have you had?
I don't know, Dave. I'd say probably like 300 or something like that.
300. I actually have the figures from Guinness here. You're being modest because it's actually 328 certified confirmed marriage proposals, and that's from 262 men.
Do you know, it's so crazy now, but I'll probably forget some of them. Do you know?
How could you not? Because, that's so many.
Because, you know, it's like, I suppose it's like I'm honey to a bee. You know, they yeah. can't stop. Like, yeah. it's like normally when you meet someone, they say like, hi, how are you? With me, it's just like instantly,
oh,
will
really?
You marry me?
You've had,
yeah.
on the spot
straight
proposals.
Away. Straight yeah. away. It's crazy.
And they were genuine.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much, because like they cry when I say no.
Right.
They absolutely cry
what
like
is
a baby.
What do you do, Debbie? Like, how do you enthrall?
Just be me. Yeah? Just be me.
You're just that great?
I'm pretty charismatic. I wear
sense.
A lot of glitter on my face.
Okay. All
I
over your face?
I have a lot of pets with me all the time. So like pets, I suppose, get attention,
yeah.
don't they?
Yeah. What kind of pets? You've got glitter all
I've
over your face.
I've got lizards.
You've got lizards
I've
in your pocket.
I've got a selection of mice. I have a dog. I only take disabled dogs because they get more attention.
Yeah.
So like,
do the lizards ever go after the mice?
The lizards, yeah, but like I don't dwell on it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I live a pretty nice life, as you can imagine.
Sure.
So yeah, like it's pretty crazy being me.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Okay. Now it sounds like it. Listen, obviously some of these proposals were instant. They were from complete strangers. Some of them weren't, and they were people that you were in a long,
yeah.
loving relationship with.
And I have had a lot of them.
Yeah.
As well, I get bored easily.
Right.
You know.
What's the longest?
I've got ADHD, and I get bored.
Sure.
I'm getting bored now.
I know. I'm kind of struggling
you know?
To like keep your focus and I can
yeah.
tell you're all
I wouldn't do well in the book club. I'll tell you that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, but your bowl of Adderall, maybe you'd perk
Yeah,
you'd
true,
perk
true.
Up.
So, yeah, no, like, I mean, there's what's, every story what, under the sun when it comes to.
What's your longest engagement?
Longest, like that I said yes to.
Yeah, you said yes to and you were engaged and then you didn't follow through.
I'd say like 2 weeks. Probably.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have had one or two that were like...
Well, actually, I didn't count. I had like, you know, when I was a teenager, there was a bloke that I got engaged to for maybe a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
But that was only because of pressure from what I felt was from my grandfather, who it was a carer for my grandfather, who was actually taking really good care of him.
Okay. And
so
grandfather was like, marry him.
Well, he didn't really know what was going on, but I felt that like in his soul, he wanted me to marry this guy.
Right.
But unfortunately, the guy just like, he wasn't for me. He was, there was so many things wrong with him.
Yeah.
Like, and there's, you know, things wrong with everyone, even me probably. But like this guy was, his fashion sense was so bad.
Right.
And he drove a car with like one door a different color.
Oh, yeah.
And also, like, he was just so boring. Like, okay. he talked about dinosaurs all the time and his job and things like that.
Oh,
so
of caring for your grandfather.
I don't need to hear about my granddad getting a bed bar. Thank you very much.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
like, there's just, like, just, you'd have to draw the line somewhere.
Okay, well, look, I want to bring on your roommate, Alice, who's lived with you for a number of years. Alice, you have an important question you want to ask. You want to ask Debbie?
Yeah, Debbie. Well, it's
funny because I saw you this morning.
I know, Ellis. This is the craziest thing ever.
Here we are on the radio.
Yeah.
No, but I just know that you mentioned that you know you're bisexual, and I was wondering if you'd marry me.
Oh my God!
Another proposal.
You're so funny.
Let me just call up Guinness Book of Records here so we can update the numbers.
So no, if you want to take in the bisexuality here, sorry, not ignoring you, Alice.
No,
just for a second.
Take a moment, yeah.
Then we'd have to probably triple.
Okay.
The proposals.
That number actually was just for.
I didn't know how you guys felt like
sex.
That.
Right, okay.
Australia can be a little bit reserved.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that
no,
side
absolutely.
Of my life.
No, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Then we're probably looking
like
at like
700 or something.
700 at least.
Right. Okay.
The Sheilas.
Yeah, the Sheilas. You're popular
are
with
very
the
quick
Sheilas.
Mom.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have an answer for Alice?
Alice, I mean, if you want to join the engagement crowd, I'll engage ya. But I don't know how long it'll last. We haven't even tried anything like that. Like,
I know. We haven't even.
You know,
kissed.
Haven't even kissed. You only had a few bowls of pasta together. You've only lived there for like 2 weeks.
Oh, I just moved in. But like, we get along, don't we?
We do. We actually, she's such a great girl. We actually do. So like, I think we can probably work on it.
Yeah, we can.
You know?
Okay, so are you saying that you're technically engaged now?
Yeah.
Right.
Like
okay.
Also, Dave, you have to know, when I'm engaged, it's sometimes to a few people.
Oh, okay.
So, but like, that's why I make my mind up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you currently engaged to anyone else?
Yes.
Who?
A gardener.
A gardener.
Gardener
okay.
down the road.
What's his name?
Jamal.
Jamal the gardener. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's a black guy. He's really muscly. He's got like.
Would he like know that you potentially would get engaged to someone else?
He knows the sus.
Okay.
We know what we're doing. If people don't approve, Jamal doesn't care.
Yeah. Well,
he doesn't care.
You know, it's funny because I know you can't marry two people, right?
No.
But I've never heard it said that you can't be engaged
That's
to two
it.
People.
You see, I feel like I'm living my best life.
Sure.
And I feel like I'm entitled to. So, like... There's others as well, Dave, but I don't want to involve them in, you know, this radio show necessarily.
Sure.
Some of them are quite high profile.
Well, it's funny you mentioned high profile because I do want to come back to Alice, but Colin Farrell is also on the line. Colin's been listening in. Colin, what did you have to say to Debbie here?
Debbie, I love you. Debbie, I love you.
Oh,
Debbie,
Colin.
Will you marry me, Debbie?
Oh, Colin.
I love you, Debbie.
Well... I mean, you know what? I love the sound of your promise to your previous girl. Do you remember that?
No, I can't remember it. Now, all I can think of it was Debbie.
I feel like you'd give me a really good time, Colin.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
What was the promise Colin made to previous?
Oh, just something about like breakfast, lunch and dinner or something
oh, okay,
like that.
Oh, that was a while ago, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. I feel like it's definitely worth a shot. Like
okay,
Colin,
so you're also now
is this
engaged.
Actually the movie star Colin Farrell?
Absolutely, it is.
Is it
yeah,
really?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
From like
by my voice?
From Phone Booth, my favorite movie ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God!
Regular caller to the show, Colin. It's good to have you back, Colin.
Lovely to talk
Colin,
to you.
Colin, can I ask you a question? Do you look like Penguin now? Do you have prosthetics on?
I could stick them on for you now, no bother.
Please do.
Okay, Colin has to go because he's just about to shoot some scenes as the Penguin. So he's got to go and get his prosthetics on. But Colin, thank you for phoning in. So that's another one you have, another proposal.
Yeah, that
another
was a really
engagement.
Good one, though.
That was a quick one.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, good as in high quality.
That was a pretty high quality
Well, how
one.
Does that compare now to, say, someone like Alice, who's just your roommate? And
Alice
not
is
famous.
Right.
Hasn't, hasn't been in any TV shows or movies.
You don't know that, but that's fair, yeah.
Alice, I have so much respect for. Like, I actually have so much respect
thank
for
you.
Alice.
Thank you.
But, like... I mean, I've had like prime ministers. I've had like movie stars, Bill Clinton. You know, like Alice isn't quite up there.
Right.
Colin Farrell, pretty good.
Yeah.
But like, there's always time. Who knows what she's going to do with her life?
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know.
And how do you feel, Alice, that to know that Debbie's engaged to at least two other people that we know of at the moment?
I didn't know how to feel until I hit it.
Yeah. Fair.
I thought they were broken engagements that you previously
had. No, babe. No, it's constant. Yeah. And you know what? It could go any way.
Right.
It could go anywhere. It could go your way. It could go Colin's way.
I've got an anxious attachment style.
Okay.
So, which one is that again? I get them confused.
Yeah. Well, it means like, you know, someone being kind of hot and cold is very anxiety inducing.
Right.
But it can feel quite
upsetting to you.
Upsetting, but also adrenaline. You know,
so you kind of like it.
I'm kind of high.
Okay.
I'm like, oh no, my life is over.
Oh,
or is it?
Right.
You chase that kind of anxiety or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
I chase situations.
You are going to have a really good time, girl. Okay. If that's what you like,
yeah.
I'm all over that. Yeah.
And in fairness, you have the upper hand here, Alice, because you live with her. You know,
that's right.
Colin Farrell's over in bloody California shooting.
Very true.
Batman,
yeah.
Where the hell he
does. I can lock the doors.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, I want to bring on Darren now. And Darren is a former fiancé of yours who he wants another shot. Darren, how long were you engaged to Debbie for?
Debbie, we were engaged for about 4 months.
4 months.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So that's a long one. By your own admission, you'd only been engaged, you said, for two
months.
Well,
you know what? Darren has a very active imagination, is what I'll say. I mean, it was actually kind of an online thing with Darren for a while.
Online.
It was online. Yeah. I'd never been to the UK before.
Right.
Darren told me that he was a businessman. He told me
pretty vague.
He was in possession of a lot of wealth.
Right.
He sent me pictures of Porsches. He sent me pictures of like his pet Jaguar.
Is that all true, Darren?
Darren's life was not like he said.
Me mood board and she mistook it for, you know, I didn't clarify whether I had the things or not.
These were things that you want to have someday. Your vision board. Yeah. You can't blame him for that.
You know what? Darren knew what he was doing.
Debbie.
When I went over there, it was the saddest sight I'd ever seen. Darren, no offense, but like, I mean, come on.
Well, what do you mean?
It was just like, oh my God, it was so mad. It was so crazy. He had like pigeons in the garden.
Okay.
Like he raced them or something.
Yeah. What's wrong with that, Debbie?
I'd never heard of this before, this
pigeon
phenomenon.
Racing?
Yeah, they were everywhere.
You seem pretty, you know, thrilled by it, Debbie.
I was on my own in the UK and I wasn't feeling okay.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with racing pigeons. It's
He was drinking all the time.
Right.
All the time. Drinking
it.
He was drinking this Advocate stuff.
Oh, that's
in
like a liqueur.
The yellow liqueur.
Yeah.
And then, like, beer on top of it.
Right.
And then, I don't know.
Would you say you have a bit of a drinking problem, Darren?
I'd say I've got a bit of a pigeon problem.
Yeah.
You know, mercy work being a pigeon fancier.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've got to keep hydrated.
Yeah, yeah.
For the sake of me birdies.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, I've seen you put it away as well, Deb.
Yeah, do you think Deb was unfair? To you, Darren, do you think she was...
She's painting a very, you know, grim...
You know what, actually? I had a really good time in the UK.
Right.
I really fucking loved it.
Right.
We fell in love. As soon as I saw your glittery face, I said, that's the woman for me.
And you know
that's
what?
And you keep lizards and mice.
My pets got on great with the pigeons. It was actually really nice.
So it's a bit rich, you then.
Do you know what? I actually miss this guy, this crazy kook. I actually miss
Darren,
him.
Darren, do you have a question for Debbie?
Oh, my God.
Deb, you know I love you so much. I love you so much, Deb.
I've never been in any doubt about that, to be honest.
Please answer me this. Will you marry me? Deb, will you marry me?
I'll engage you. I'll engage you for sure, and I'll put you number one on my list.
I want to be the one and only.
Where?
Trust me, I'm sorry, Alice. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Where do you want to marry me? Where do you want to do this? In England?
On the pigeon farm.
Now, you do have Colin Farrell to consider and Jamal as well that we know of. So it's a tough...
I'll fight any man or woman or bisexual person.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
I want this woman more than anybody else.
Well, he's willing to fight for you.
You know what?
Debbie.
That is the most... You know, I've had romantic things happen to me before.
Of course.
I've had extremely lavish, romantic, nearly over-the-top proposals.
Gestures.
Gestures. this most beautiful thing I've ever heard, Derek.
That he will fight any
man, woman, or pigeon or anything
for me. Okay, listen, Colin and Jamal can't speak their piece, but we do have Alice still on the line. Yeah. Alice, you're listening in. What do you say to all this?
I didn't think I'd say this, but listening to this gentleman with the pigeons.
Darren.
I hang up my heart. I believe this is the man for you.
Really?
I do. I really.
Right, so you're willing to take a step back because you believe so strongly in their love.
I hope you play a key part in our wedding.
Oh, that's really beautiful. Honest to God, I've never. I mean, we can all hear this.
Alice,
sparks.
Would you give me away at the wedding?
Oh, that would be a bloody honour.
I'd love that. All right. I would.
Well, listen, guys, I love a happy ending. Obviously, not a happy ending for Colin Farrell. He's going to be devastated when I let him know. But it sounds like we definitely do have our first Phoning It In wedding. So I will have to go and buy a hat. I assume I'll get an invite, will I?
Absolutely.
You'll fly me over as well, maybe to Australia?
Yes, of course. And hopefully we can find a TV company who's willing to show the world a beautiful blessing, Darren.
You're thinking like a reality TV
series? Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, Darren and Debbie's wonderful wedding.
Debbie and Darren say
Sorry,
I do.
I put his name first. That's obviously right. Debbie and Darren say I do.
Debbie and Darren say I do.
Any TV producers listening
on
in?
On Pigeon Farm.
To you.
Yeah. I mean, it's a ratings
a really good
smash
team.
Waiting to happen. Guys, congratulations and thank you so much for phoning in.
Thank
you, Debbie. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank all my callers today, but I especially want to thank Ren Dennehy, Kate Feeney and Sophie Shanley. Folks, do you have anything you want to plug? This is coming out in 2 weeks' time.
Well, I'm doing a show at the Edinburgh Fringe, Thinky Winky, so it's on every day-ish over in Edinburgh. So, yeah, check it out. Come along.
When does that run until?
It runs until the 26th.
Perfect. So people can actually go and see you over there. Brilliant. Ren, do you have anything you want to plug?
No, nothing to plug at the moment. Follow me on Instagram, @TheRenTheRen. Keep up with all my exploits.
Cool. Sophie?
No, this is the most exciting thing I've done in a while now. I've nothing at the moment, no.
No worries. Okay, brilliant. Thanks again, folks. Thank you to Heads of Podcast Network for having us and to Bobby Hearn for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
God, the time flew.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.